Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, what is life really like when you are homeless? Helen Shield took a microphone to the soup kitchens and to the shelters to find out that question. We began this series last week, and the question last week was simply, what was life like for you before you became homeless? Well, the question this week certainly opened up a whole heap of really fascinating stories. Helen's here.
Yeah.
Hi, Helen.
Hello.
It really did, didn't it? I mean, we were talking during the week and you said you really had been quite impacted by what you heard.
Absolutely. And I'm so touched by people's openness, just the generosity to sit down and tell a complete stranger these intimate details about their life and some really pivotal, difficult experiences in their life. And there's so no one size fits all. You know, there's all different people with all different reasons why they end up without a home and all different reactions and responses to that. You know, there's nothing I could generalize about the people I've met.
We're going to hear the stories in just a second, but what were you personally confronted with? What did you take away from those conversations that you had during the week? What did you come away with?
Really the diversity of people who experience homelessness. You know, there's no one scenario that I could put
one
to everyone I met.
Category, one kind of type of person.
Not even close, yeah. Just such a wide range of reasons and such a wide range of responses to it as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you had TK,
yep.
Samantha, mm-hmm. Lou, Ben, Push and Bill. Some from last week, some new to this week. Last week you asked that question about what they were doing before they actually became homeless. This week you begin with this question: what does your typical day comprise of? The conversation went further, but wow, the stories really are interesting, aren't they?
Normally pretty tough, but today I've been sleeping all day.
I stayed from house to house with friends, family, and it got very crowded, overcrowded.
During the days I just kick along other people, just sit around at the front of here on the road.
Get up. Try and get a shot in the morning, so I feel straight. I found heroin works strange ways, you know what I mean? Like, when you first start, you're throwing up, being sick. Once it's got a hold of you, you're actually shooting up to be straight. There's no help out there, you know what I mean? I've done all the detox centres and all that crap. That's all crap.
I just find the ladies at the refuge helping me a lot. If I need anyone to talk to, I'll talk to the ladies at the refuge and they help me.
No, it's a struggle in the morning, that's for sure. And then I have to go pick up my medication every day. And then struggle on organising what's going to happen for that night and where I'm going to get fed for the rest of the day. It's like organising a business, really.
What are the happy moments for you?
When I'm sitting at one of the driving centres and I'm actually painting. Yeah, I do a lot of painting, and that keeps me happy.
Getting part-time jobs and getting people to help the homeless.
At night time, before I go to sleep, because I know I go to bed to sleep in. So
just to wake up in the morning, so I don't feel sick. Yeah, I mean, if I don't feel sick and I wake up in the morning, that's it. I'm not worried about kids, family, pick a fence or. Yeah, I mean, they can punch all that. You know, that's how my honestly, I haven't even got a control of my own life yet. You know what I mean? So I don't worry about that. But just to wake up in the morning not feeling sick will be great.
Seeing my children happy, knowing that there was going to be an outcome at the end of it.
Catching up with mates and the weekends that I spend with my daughter, that's the best time. That's the best time.
And what are the sad moments?
Knowing that you're homeless, having to survive, work with your money strategies. You can't when you're like that. You can't seem to do it on your own, you know, living with other people and you just struggle. You struggle from one day to the next. So it's very difficult.
The sad moments is not knowing what's going to happen to me next. You know, I don't know where I'm standing at the moment.
Oh, nothing. I'm generally a happy person. I don't. You know what I mean, I've been down in the dumps, kicked in the guts. Just trying to get on my feet and put a smile on my face.
A few of our friends have passed or been forced to pass, if you know what I mean, murdered. They're the sad moments because you think, well, If people that are homeless or living in hostels can't be respected, what have we got?
Well, were you expecting some of those stories? I certainly wasn't when I heard them.
No. You know, my sister's a social worker. For a while, she had a quote that was at the bottom of all her emails saying, the measure of a society is how it treats its
most vulnerable.
Poorest and most vulnerable. Mm, yeah. Mm. And that last comment really makes me think about that.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. It's eye-opening stuff, and I always think of Bryce Courtney's book, Matthew Flinders Cat, where he actually catalogued some of the stories of homeless folks. It was actually set in Sydney, so Sydney's homeless folks.
Yes.
And just along those lines there, the fact that you are vulnerable. In fact, that's where you go next week to some degree, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How vulnerable do you feel?
Yeah, that's the big question we're going to take up next week.
Yeah.
Do you get scared?
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say. And I'm hoping that all of this is not just simply, you know, titillating our ears. It's actually motivating us to more compassion. So thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you for the work you're doing, Helen. Helen Shield should be back with us next week.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.